Blog Talk Radio.
Now I'm
Alafia Jimhotep, welcome to the Care to Read Room. You have your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. And thanks for joining me on this Sunday. Normally we are not in on Sunday or Saturday, and Omi was out and about yesterday. I am with you this evening and would like for you to come in and assist us as we go about the day discussing, once again, another topic of the redemption plan. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to invite you in and have a seat. Our chat rooms are now open, so if you choose to go in the chat room, you can go in and chat amongst yourself. But we prefer you come in and lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. We do not have a speaker for this evening. Our speakers will be back with us on Monday. We previously had Melvin Jenkins and Edward James Jenkins. And we will have those two back again, talking about unattachment and talking about the single life, being a bachelor. And they had part one of their show earlier this week, and they will finish up on Monday. Today we are going to be talking about the power of worship, and we're going to squeeze that in because we know the season of greetings is upon us, and we want to get the power of worship in. I want to use some of the African native tongues with you, giving you a little foundation and understanding the power of prayer and the power of worshiping, going along with accessing our ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. So I am going to mix a little bit of our ritual with this particular topic. So we're just going to get right into it for the sake of time. Our chat rooms are now open, and you're certainly welcome. You've got your Omi Inca 7 here. I am your emperor, the one that wants to serve you. I'm your advisor, the one you need, and the advocate, the one you want. So please lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Go ahead on, OG, lock it in. Now, for those people who are worshipers by nature, who have been marked to worship, and we talked about earlier the reason why we had the deformative people in this earth was because Oludulamare marked them for his purpose for worshiping, the hunchback, the albino, and the cripple. And he rides the hunchback to remind him of the worshiping. Now, these children were marked because their families did not adhere to worshiping God and never put God in their plan, so their children were marked. Now, that's an old saying, of course, but we believe that in the African faith. Now, we're going to talk a little bit in the native tongue, so just bear with me. I will be interpreting what I'm saying. This is Yoruba, and you know over the past we presented the prayers in Yoruba, and I caution myself to be reminded to say these powerful prayers in the native tongue. So bear with me as I say them. My Yoruba is a little bit rusty, but I think I can manage it with your help and your prayers. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere with a soft, soft song from, you guessed it, one of your favorites, Mary J. Blige. And we will be right back in the atmosphere with you, giving you a prayer from the Yoruba faith. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much. Moja goba Oladulamare goba. I believe in the Creator, Ina Oni, Ina Tete, Ilele, the owner of today and the owner of yesterday. Inite, Gojoba, Iromola, Igoba, the owner of all days to come. Niwori, Funi, Awon, Ipe, Iromola, he who all of the Illumini pay homage. Oluba pe ete iwule, oro ogojuba ite, and for when they exist to know his laws and command. Atashe ile oro, originator and creator of all things destined to come, yet to be discovered. Mojuba oromala obare pete orom. I believe in the spirit of destiny and the great witness to Creator. Ibaja oromala atashe olopo. Second to the Creator and owner of the medicines that is more powerful than medicine. This is an egon prayer, meaning pouring libations to the ancestors. Iba tashe orwa iyekon. I respect the sacred scriptures that guide our communication with the ancestors. Inilo orofe usun. I am greeting to my friends. Iye duduwa obare babaloa. Lorone, the blackbird that touches the dye in the name of all diviners. Iye duduwa bora babaloyo babaloe, the blackbird that touches the dye in the name of all diviners in his name. Iba ikini ade iba ashe, the first time the maker fire in the black ashe. Iba ashe, the second time we make fire in the one. Now, these prayers are done at specific times of the day, and they're done primarily in the night and in the day. And there are sometimes caller of worshipers, such as this one is the Oren Oromala. Eya wo Keyo bio ye ofio atashe fero ikini meya ikun lefe lafe ite maje ikete odwomala te ale baba mofora. Ire ama iro oromela ateshe ole tutu lawo mafaye fun shango mafaye fo shango oromela mafaye fe shango oromela yafo ba kare response eyakoro bafa awe, and this is a call and response. Oka faye imi sero akashe, call and respond. In the call and response, there is one who speaks and the other one who responds back. Oromala isholerea, spirit of destiny, witness to Creator. Ilejurugon igun, provider of strong medicine. Ibaje olodulamare ikun ika, next to the jewel of the ocean. Ifa o korore ado, salute and salutare to the natives of the land. Iket owuwi, natives of the land. Iro itashe, of the mountain. Ika ajumo, natives of the dawn. Ite ajo tanemo, the place where the dawn arrives. Ewa, Iro, Oko, Eteshe, Eteshe, in the place where the natives of heaven come to earth. Iran, Afun, Agatole, Okolum, the elephants protect us from the disease of man. Ete Amuro, Agatashe, understanding becomes strong. Eleke, Eleke, Epinoro, its forms of calabash of white light. Pare irum, small matters unfold. Olotokun kar atashe, an honest man may die any time. Obakun lajawo, and the chief who will protect children from the jaws of death. Aduwa almeo, the power that protects the head from element spirit. Majawalo utun, never become less than the head itself. Koyusun uwose, because it is the source of power. Atase, atase, so be it, so be it. Now, in trying to keep in customary with practice, I advise you to read periodically the prayers of the Yoruba, because they are very powerful prayers, as you know. This is a praising of the spirit of destiny prayer. O Rumala, O Mojawamo, spirit of destiny, eternal dew and fountain of life, Gejubawo Gun, Atashe O Rumala, the words and rebounding forces next to the Creator. Ilebum, Ilebum again, witness to creation. Omo ope kun etenero dogo, offsprings of the eternal palm tree which sparks forces. Aro adu, native of adu. Ero ewin, native of ewin. Ero igbago, native of igbago. Ero irishon, native of irishon. Ero Aikolo, native of Aikolo. Ero Igade, native of Igade. Aro Ego Atashe, native of Ero Hill. Ero Warren, Ero Omojuba Elowe, native of the East. And Eko Alokun, generator of the sea. Orowe, orowe apon amepone, stainless majestics. Okay. Now, these prayers are done at certain high points in your life, and they're very, very important that we should understand. Now, as we know, the three manifestations of God was Ileya and Orumala. I like to read Ileya, and then there's also Ileda. Iba elewo jole ese, I respect the spirit of creative light, which is the spirit of creative life. Ebejigo arian, who gives 30 blessings. Ilefa ewa eto, the source of all pleasure. Intian odula mare ekumpe ojoki, spirit whose the Creator will not allow to die. Ewoni awa oworen, child of the chief of Creator. Then the next one is Oromala. Iba Oromala, I respect the spirit of destiny. Ilerom, Ilerom gompeng, witness to creation. Ikun duduwa ewota, the avenger of death. Ori o jepo mapeon, the power of the word that opens all roads. Etori irinti ko wojuwan, the head that is the source of all power. Oduduwa eruwin imeji koma boto, creator of the head that does not abandon me. The head is really the Ori that they're referring to. That is a personal God that sits on your head. A tuba, Jawa Mofe, Olonika, he who should never abandon the earth. Asen, Kilewa, Lagoba, he who taps the breast of the void. Opele, he who is never slow to respond. Mojaba Oloren, child of the source of good fortune. Mojaba Kero Jarene Rol, the child of the source of all good fortune. Are Ado Rowi, the man from the village of Rowi. Are Corin Ifan, the man from the region of Ifan. Aran Ete Gejiba, the man from the everlasting stone. Eguru Olukofe Ifano Mara Epeo, ancestor of the chief of the Ifa, the sound of the sacred palm frond. Attaché, 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 the power that comes from the sacred bird of the palm tree. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to stop to remind you that the three manifestation was Ilede, Olurum, and Ori, and we've talked about those in the past. Now, Ikum, Obatala, Ishun are three of the Orishas, and I'd like to just read you those three. We won't go into all seven today, but just those three. Baba Ikun, I respect the spirit who transformed the ancestors. Odu Olugumba Ole, the wise old man who hears all things. Obatala, the father of the white. Iba Arisha Oririn Obola, respect the spirit who is praised as the sacred grove. Iku Ika, spirit who takes those with deformities. Oba Pare Obatala Oworen, chief of all fortune generation. Now we talked about Obatala being a father who takes away those deceased loved ones, who also creates the clot for the baby to live, and who sculptures the man and woman that are created. Obatala, the father of white. Oshun, Oshun being one of the Orishas. Iba Oshun, Awewi Olu, I respect the spirit of the river, the owner of good fortune, glorious fortune. Now, Oshun is the river, and that is the deity of God that represents God in the form of the river, Oshun, the power of the vulture. Iren, Obirin, is the good fortune of woman. Oshun is represented by a woman, just as Yamanja is. And these are deities, these are actual Orishas, and they are communed with. Orishas are the ones that will give you your reading, your destiny reading. Now, as I told you earlier, we will be focusing very heavy next month on the oracle readings, and we'd like to focus in on the destiny reading of the children first. Now, we are not going to hold ourselves out to be a palm reading organization, but we will go into the depths of understanding the purpose of communing with Orishas and the purpose of being a worshiper and understanding why it's necessary to have a destiny reading and why children must have their destiny reading upon birth and parents must help guide them towards their destiny. Now, a lot of you go into various rooms to ask for readings, and I have not done them in the past here in this room, but I did want to focus in on looking at numerology and looking at the destiny reading from Yoruba for children. It is very important that parents understand that the Yoruba believe that every 4 days that you ought to be doing your oracle reading. And when you pray, the majority of the Nigerians in Africa are praying at the same time and on the same day with the same prayer. And those who are in the diaspora are doing the same thing. This is what makes the prayer so powerful. Just reading them means nothing, but reading them in accord and unison with other people and nation prayer makes it a corporate prayer. You who are Christians are aware of this corporate ritual that's being done now where large numbers of Christians all over the world pick a day that they're going to all pray, and they pray on that one day. However, Africans pray throughout the month, and they pick the days that they're going to be praying for certain prayers, and they all are familiar with these prayers, and they pray that same prayer so that the energies are in the atmosphere to be effective. Now, to be an effective Yoruba, you need to be an effective prayer worshiper, not just to be saying that you are a priestess or you are Baba Law or you are Yalade, but you have to be in the midst of prayer, and having to teach yourself how to read the language is a bit troublesome, I know. But in order to be a worshiper and to say these prayers in Yoruba, you must practice. I am still an AWO, meaning I'm still a student, and I'm practicing with all of the time I have to manifest the power of prayer. These prayers are very powerful when done in unison. Okay? Now, I'd like to give you, I'm going to go ahead and give you the other orishas here since they're on the page. Now, Shango. You may have heard of Shango as one of the orishas, and here is the reading for Shango. Iba Isugo Are, I respect the chief who did not die. Mobo Agoba, child of all fire. Bambe Omo Akore Atashe Osugun, child of the thunderstorm. Now, Shango is in the color of red, and Shango is known as the thunderstone. He's very powerful in fire. The next one is Oya. Oya, Baba Oya, Owalo Bawa, respect the spirit of the wind, guardian of the land of the ancestor. Oparen, Turuwen, Ikopa, Ilewo, the guardian of the eternal organs. Oya is like the wind, the guardian of the wind, the power of the wind. This is God in action. When you see the wind moving, this is Oya moving. It is a depiction of God's power. Oya. Oseyen. Oseyen. Iba Oseyen Osenatase. Respect the spirit of leaves and the owner of medicine. Osa Karin Igabaje. Olowen Igago. Now, Osuwen is the power of the spirit of the leaves, and it talks about it being medicine, the power and medicine of the leaves, meaning it is medicinal. We praise all the medicine that comes from the creation, the medicine that comes from the forests, the medicine that comes from the leaves, from the chickweed, from all of the herbs. Okay. Iba Keteshe Oro, I respect the mystery of the stone. Iba Goen Imola, I respect the invisible spirit who are always present. Iba Baba, I respect the father. Iba Yeye, I respect the mother. Iba Ori, I respect the spirit of the head, which is Ori. Iba Toto Ado Oludumare Ama Fabo Fabaren. I give total respect to the spirit of the creation and give humble thanks. Iking Aba Mase Ororen Ifugyo. For all the blessings of heaven, I give thanks. Atashe, Atashe. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you are familiar with the fact that there are books and material that you can purchase that have the language in the books that you can practice, but it's very important that you should practice the prayers and say the prayers throughout the day and throughout the night. Now, I am going to pour libations to my Father's Spirit, as we said, Obatala, and pay homage to Obatala today as we do this ritual. And this is a ritual of the man in white, the man that puts a clot in a woman's womb, that takes away the dead, the man that also is cool, calm, and collective. He wears white. He also inflicts the children of those who do not worship. And he rides the back of the hunchback, creating the albino and the cripple. And he is the one that sculptured man, Obatala, the Orisha in white, Obatala. I like to pour libation to Yamanja. She is also the mother of the river, the mother of the ocean, the mother of all creation. She holds truths, these truths, to be self-evident. Wherever there is water, she's very powerful in the area of dealing with water. And we pay homage to Yamanja, the mother of the earth. Ashe. And in representing my mother and father, Robert Jenkins and Clara Jenkins, we light a candle for Clara Jenkins. We say, Ashe, find your way home. We light a candle for our mother's spirit. We say, Ashe, mother, find, father, find your way home. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because we are up on the Christmas season, I'd like to also incorporate Kwanzaa into our rituals, because we are trying to serve so many masters these days, and you can only serve one. But you must understand, customs and traditions are different from spiritual holidays. Kwanzaa is not a spiritual holiday. Excuse me, Kwanzaa is not a religion holiday. It is a spiritual holiday. And it's very important that you incorporate Kwanzaa 365 days out of the year. It does not have to be incorporated on December the 26th. It could start earlier than that. Some classroom teachers start celebrating Kwanzaa throughout the year. And I'd like to light the candle of Kwanzaa today, noting that next week we probably will probably be rushing out of here, and I want to just get started with Kwanzaa and give you a little insight. These are seven principles of Kwanzaa, the Nguzam Saba. Can you say that? Nguzam Saba. And our first one starts on the 26th of December. That's Umoja, unity. I like to start today, unity, and from henceforth until we finish all seven. Umoja. And this is very well important that we understand unity, the ability to come together, the ability to be a family and commune together as one unit. And I light the candle today of Umoja. You should be lighting your candles, ladies and gentlemen, and you should have your three red candles and your three green candles and your one black candle, the green representing the earth of the Africans and the black representing the people and the red representing the blood that was flowed for us. It's very important that you understand that Nguzam Saba is basically all that encompasses a people. Now, Nguzam Saba represent all seven of the principles. Umoja, number one. Kujichagulia, number two, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. And then there's Ujima, cooperative economics, where we pull together. And then there's Nia, purpose. Kaumba, creativity. Imani, faith. Imani is so important that faith without works is dead, ladies and gentlemen. We must understand that hard work creates perseverance. Perseverance creates hope, and then in that hope, the perseverance creates character. And in all that we do in these seven principles, we create character, good character and good judgment. And that's all what Kwanzaa stands for is what Africans believe in, Iwapelu, good character, good conduct. And for those people who are celebrating this season, please be reminded that good character and good conduct was what the Africans stood for, not just a commercial tree with gifts under the tree. We do not believe in killing the tree. The Kwanzaa belief is that if you are going to use a tree, keep the roots on the bottom of it so that you can replant that tree in your yard or somewhere where there aren't any trees. So if you are going to use a tree this year, use a tree with the roots still bound it and ask for a tree like that. They are selling them these days. I have one that's sitting on my table that has a little root still there so that we can keep the roots intact and be able to of the nature and put it back in the earth. So if you were to learn the whole principle of Christmas, the whole truth about it would be that no one really knows the day that Jesus was born. They're not quite certain if it was December the 25th or not. They know that someone was born on December the 25th. It could have been Melchizedek. They don't know. However, they still worship that day. And it's okay to have your commercial trees. I have one because I am into tradition. And these are some traditions that I had been following before becoming conscious. And because my son is born Christmas Day, it is his birthday. It is a day that we celebrate in this house, but we also celebrate our cultural spiritual day of Kwanzaa. So we can incorporate both those holidays together, knowing that they don't conflict, because Christmas is not a spiritual holiday. It is a religious holiday. Kwanzaa is a spiritual holiday. Everyone from the diaspora can share in the celebration of Kwanzaa. I want you to understand, Caucasian, Jewish people, you're all welcome to celebrate into Kwanzaa. It unites us and unifies us as a people. We are mammals, meaning that we are all connected from the joint. We are all humans, and we all are attracted to our loved ones and our friends. That's what makes us different from the other people or from the other elements, angels that are lower than us. That's what makes us different. And we have to understand that when holidays come, we must not fight amongst ourselves talking about who is right and which one is wrong. We must find a reason for the season to come together and embrace one another and find holiday. The Germans taught me holiday. Holiday was very important to the Germans, and we became united in fellowship because we had commonalities. And if I can go halfway around the world and learn unity from the Germans, then we should be able to teach unity amongst our Americans. It's very important that we understand that there's strength in numbers, but we must all have our customs and traditions. We must not prevent anyone from having their identity. The mark that we wear on our face, the burnt mark of the Nubian, allows us to celebrate with the Africans. And I raise my hand and celebrate with the Africans all over the diaspora today because they fellowship with us over in Germany. They were the refugees, but they had not forgotten where they came from. They embraced us as Africans and was glad that we had come back home. They wanted us to know that they were our family, and wherever we go, we can unite with someone of color that looks like us. And we are not the minority, but rather we are the majority. We must celebrate in the fact that we are the majority. We are all over the continent, meaning that our burnt-skinned faces will show up in all parts of the earth. And that is the true knowledge today that I give you. There is no debate on that. Statistics will back me up on it. The main thing that we should know is that we are mammals. We are human. And because we have been chosen to be mammals and not angels, we are a little higher than the angels, then we know that God's precious gift he gave to us. But he put the breath of life in us. But Oromola, we must remember, who is Jesus, also put and sculptured us into being, but God put his breath in us. So we are all connected. In celebrating this season, I want everyone to know there is not one that should be locked out or not one that should be excluded from this great opportunity to have praise and worship, to learn their language. African Americans, don't sit there like you're a lump on the log. go back and embrace your language and learn your language. I am not even accustomed and astute in reading half amount that I should be reading in the Yoruba, but I try every day. And I caution you to learn the language. There's power in the language, and there's secrecy in the language, and there's ability to be able to say a prayer and have power and to change things. And that's what prayer is about. They're behavior modification. They must alter the ethos in the world. They must change things. And if you don't know your language, you need to go back and embrace it. You need to go back and learn your language, because there are people all over the world that know where they're from. They know their maturatory side from their mother and their father, and they have an understanding of their language and culture. African Americans, you should not be without a culture. You should not be without a heritage. You should not be without a language or a land. And that's why this room has come about, to help attach you to your language, your land, and your native tongue. And I want you to spend some time not only in this room, but in the books, and learning about where did Yoruba come from. What is this Yoruba language all about? And we can learn that together, Africans and Caucasian, so that you can better understand us and where we are. Yes, we are Native, and we have been civilized in coming to this country, but we still are Native, and our Native tongue we should still embrace. And don't tell me that you have a language of African-American language. You have a language of a strange land that is not understood even by its own people. So you must go back, and you must spend time learning a language. There are many different languages from the African tribe. Ifa is just one of them, and Yoruba is just one of them. But it's very important this season that you give yourself the gift that no one else can give you, the gift of self. And knowing thyself, understanding thyself, writing a plan for yourself, reconnecting yourself back to fellowship, worshiping, reconnecting yourself back to understanding relationship, marriage, getting engaged. Also, if you want to be unattached and be single, it's okay to do that. But you have to have a procedure. So every one of you, write a plan for yourself this season. Give yourself the gift. Give the gift that keeps on giving. When you write a plan for yourself of redemption, you can make corrections in your life. If you have not been living right and want to make a change, make those redemption plans today. Don't wait. Do it today. Because this is the season and the reason for giving. This is the season and the reason for giving. Give a gift back to your brothers and sisters. Let them know about this radio station. It's a teaching institute. We're talking about knowing thyself. It's very important that we come together this season and not just show up on television hugged up in each other and not understand each other's culture. Be sensitive to someone else's culture. Be ready to learn. Be ready to learn your own culture. And be sensitive, and don't call yourself Bush people, because you're greater than that. It's a mystery, I know, but this is one of the seven greatest wonders of the world. Who were the Africans, and were they a part of the Egyptians? Just who were they? They could be Imhotep. You never can tell. You don't know anything about your customs, then you take time to learn. Spend some time and speak in the native term. I hope you've enjoyed this special segment on understanding the worship as well as communing with your ancestors. I enjoyed you this evening, and I trust you will go back and learn your native tongue and umoja. Remember, umoja, this is unity day, ladies and gentlemen. Go home and bring about umoja. Light the first candle in your home, Caucasian, for the first time of umoja, and bringing unity together in your community. And I say to you on that note, lift up your fists and say, unity, Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. Bring unity in your homes today and your community, and keep the light on, and keep the spirit of Kwanzaa alive. Nguzam Saba, say it quietly to yourself, Nguzam Saba. Keep the spirit alive, ladies and gentlemen, and we will win this thing. Yes, we will. I look forward to seeing you again on Monday. All of you, please come back and join me. This is a festive season. We're celebrating the holiday in this house. I don't know about you. I got all the festivities and the candles lit and my tree lit. I am ready for whatever there is for the spirit to come in. Let's press the spirit forward to keep our spirits alive. We will not be with spirit, but we will be with spirit. And I say, oh.